Luke chapter 4, verses 31 to 37. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. Now in the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For what authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. We read this passage and think, what the heck is going on here? Or we quickly dismiss it as a demon story, which has nothing to do with me. In so many of the passages we hear, there seems to be a lack of recognition of who Jesus is. And yet, in this passage, it is the demon who seems to know exactly who Jesus is, even if the people gathered to listen to Jesus didn't quite understand who he really was. This is a pretty gutsy demon who demands to know what Jesus wants with the demons, asking if he has come to destroy them. Jesus orders the demon to be quiet and to come out of the man he was possessing. Sometimes when I hear this passage, I wonder why Jesus stopped the unclean spirit. He was speaking the truth about Jesus. He said what we believe. Jesus is the Holy One, the Son of God. In a commentary I read around this passage, 5D words were offered as possibly being connected to the demon and perhaps connected to us. The D words were distraction, defrauding, deception, derailment, and discrediting. The first one, distraction. Are there things within us that distract us from the teaching of Jesus? Do we have some inner demons? Maybe an uncontrollable temper, a penchant for constantly complaining or gossiping. Sometimes I am my own biggest distraction from Jesus and his teaching. What about defrauding? Are there times when I speak for others instead of letting them speak for themselves, thus robbing them of their own voice? Or do I let others speak for me instead of stepping up and speaking for myself? Derailment. I think we, especially Americans, want easy answers, quick fixes. And yet the deepest things in life take time, and they have to be nurtured and fostered if they are to have deep roots that will last a long time. When we rush into things, when we make decisions before we've had time to really think and contemplate, we do get derailed from the main course. And discrediting. Endorsement by a group or organization that is so opposite our values and principles is not what we look for. And yet sometimes we look for self-identity in the wrong places. We might want power or money, possessions to identify us. Yet so often these things discredit us, and they take us away from our truest self. This often leads to deception. Before long, truth will be mingled with half-truths. When demons speak, you don't get the full truth. It may sound just enough like the truth, but soon there's a subtle twist, the doubt, the hook, that will draw others into the truth distorted. These five D's do speak to this story, but I think they speak so much to us. They speak perhaps to the demons that live within us. Distraction, defrauding, derailment, discrediting, deception. When we go back to the passage from Luke, the key is that Jesus spoke with authority. He spoke on his own word, from his own person. His word has the power over evil. The evil spirits of his day and the evil spirits of our day. This evil spirit living within the man and the evil spirit living within us. The challenge is to listen to the word, to let the power of Jesus be the power, and not settle for an unclean spirit that may be dressed up like the truth. I urge you not to dismiss this as a demon story unrelated to you, at least not until you take the time to stop and take a very close-up look at the passage.